愿意聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月7日，星期五。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的卡夫陈哲马尔，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加放歌的早课，并且聆听。Hare Krishna。
OK。Hare Radha Madhava Kunjabi Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse number 15. Swayam evat manatmanam veta tvam purushottam bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagat. Swayam evat manatmanam Veta Tvam Purushottama Bhuta Bhavana Bhuteshu Deva Deva Jagatpate Swayam Evat Manatmanam Veta Tvam Purushottama Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha Deva Deva Jagatpate. Okay. Anyone else can read it?
Svayam evat manatmanam vetat tvam purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpati.
Okay. Synonyms, a word for word.
Svayam.
Personally.
亲自.
Eva.
Eva, 肯定.
Atmana.
Atmana. 由您自己.
Atmanam.
Atmanam. 您自己.
Veta.
Veta. 知道.
Tvam, you.
Tvam, 您.
Purusha Uttama,
Purusha,
all persons.
Purusha Uttama, 啊，所有人中最伟大的一位.
Uttabhana, origin of everything.
Buddha Bhavana, 一切的源头啊。
Buddha Isha.
Buddha Isha.
Right.
一切的至尊主啊。
Deva Deva, Lord of all demigods.
Deva Deva, 半身人的至尊主。
Jagatpate.
Jagatpate.
Lord of the entire universe.
整个宇宙的至尊主啊。
Lord of the entire universe. Indeed, you own your own potency. The Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe.
译文啊，至尊主，万物之源，众生之主，众神之神，宇宙之主啊！的确，只有您自己才能够以您内在的力量认识您自己。
Purport, the Supreme Lord Krishna can be known by persons who are in relationship with him through the discharge of devotional service, like Arjuna and his followers.Persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. Mental speculation that leads one away from the Supreme Lord is sin. One who does not know Krishna should not hide the comment on Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a statement of Krishna. And since it is the science of Krishna, it should be understood from Krishna as Arjuna understood it.It should not be received from atheistic persons. Okay, you can read.
要指只有像 Arjuna 和他的追随者那样通过奉献服务而处在某种与至尊主 Krishna 的关系之中的人才能够认识他。恶魔般的人或无神论者无法认识 Krishna。把人引离至尊主的心智臆测是严重的罪恶。不认识 Krishna 的人不该试图评价薄伽梵歌。薄伽梵歌是 Krishna 的宣言，是关于 Krishna 的科学，所以应该像 Arjuna 那样从 Krishna 那里去理解，而不可从无神论者那里接受薄伽梵歌。
Stated in Bhagavatam 1.2.11, the Vedas Tattvam.And of I am, from me, Padma made meditation. The Supreme Truth is realized in three aspects. Personal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Kaya. So at the last stage of understanding the Absolute Truth, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Kaya. A common man or a great man who has realized impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma,may not understand God's personality. Such men endeavor to understand the person from the verses of Bhagavad Gita, which are being spoken by this person. Sometimes they accept Krishna, or they accept his authority. Yet many related persons understand Krishna as Purusha, the Supreme Person. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Purusha.That one still makes an ambition as a father of all living entity. Therefore, our address above, and comes to know him as a father of all living entity, still cannot know him as a controller. Therefore, he is addressed as a mutation, this controller of everyone. And even if one was the controller of all living entity, still one does not know that he is the origin of all the demigods.Therefore, he is addressed as Deva Deva, the worshipable God of all demigods. And even if one knows him as the worshipable God of all demigods, one may not know that he is the supreme proprietor. Therefore, he is addressed as Jagatpati. Thus, the truth about Krishna is established in this verse about the realization of Arjuna, and we should follow in the footsteps of Arjuna. understand Krishna as being.
正如圣典不，yeah, 正如圣典《不加瓦坛》第一篇第二章第十一节中所述，至尊真理可从三个方面去觉悟：非人格凡、曲线化的超灵，最后是至尊人格守神。在理解绝对真理的最后阶段，就会走进至尊人格守神。一般常人或者已觉悟到非人格凡或曲线化超灵的解脱者，也可能不能够理解神的人格性。因此，这些人可以努力从 Krishna 亲自宣说的《不加梵歌师节》中去理解至尊者。有时，非人格主义者接受 Krishna 为不加梵，或者接受他的权威性。然而，很多解脱者也无法理解作为至尊者的 Krishna。因此， Arjuna 就直接称他为 Purushottama。人们仍可能不明白 Krishna 就是众生之父。因此，阿朱呢就直接称呼他为 Bhuta Bhavana。人或许能够认识到他是众生之父，人可能不认识他就是至尊无上的主宰。因此，他在这里又被称为是 Bhutisha， 众生至尊无上的主宰。即使认识到 Krishna 是众生至尊无上的主宰，但人可能不知道他是万事人的始源，因此又称他为 Deva Deva。所有的半神人 Deva Deva， 所有的半神人崇拜的神，可是即使知道了他是半神人崇拜的神，仍未必知道他是万物至尊无上的拥有者。因此他又被称为叫 Jagatpati。 这样关于 Krishna 的真理就在这一节诗中通过 Arjuna 的觉悟而建立了起来。我们应该仿效 Arjuna 真实的去了解 Krishna。
Shri Rupam Sanjajatam Sahagaranam Mubhikantam Sadevam Sadvetam Sabadutam Padijana Sita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahaganam Ananta Shri Vishakam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Vina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shanti Bhagavanta Swamina Namaste Gauravani Pracharani Nivrasesha Sanyamati Pastaka Vanshya Kalpa Chukraki Sindhu Vyakcha Patitanam Pavanevi Vaishnavi Pavanaya Krishna Prema Vyakcha Chaitanya Nani Gopi Runa Sindhu Dhamma Gopi Gopi Kakanta Dhamma Kanchana Gopange Rahe Abhishya Gopi Kana Gute Pranamami Hari Priya. We get a lot of thanks for Krishna and some devotees with you.
Maharaj, your voice is very broken. I don't know what because of that. It's because of the connection or because of the earpiece you're using.
I don't know. Yours is now. Is it better?
I think now it's better. Can you hear me well, or my voice is also broken?
Oh, your voice is very clear, very loud.
I think I put
the phone too far away.
Oh, okay. Okay, please, could you make it a little bit closer? 对不起啊，就是我在这里面听 Maharaj 的声音是断续的，所以我请 Maharaj 稍微的调整一下。
Arjuna states only Krishna can really know himself.
那么在这里面就讲Arjuna 说那只有 Krishna 自己他能够了解他自己。
So he's also confirming what I said after 9. Naham Prakashar Cho Yoga Maya Sva Yam Nabijananti. I know everything, but no one knows me.
那 Krishna 呢也自己在博家梵歌里面证实了这一点，就是除了他自己之外没有其他人能够了解我。
So, these names are interesting, and probably
在说他怕的要
the greatest of all person. Krishna is a person.
嗯。那么在舍利帕帕的要旨里面呢，给出了很多的 Krishna 的称呼，也是很有意思的。那么 Krishna 呢，他是一个人。
Because in my bodies, they're thinking, well, you know, the Lord, whatever, is unlimited and all powerful, so it can't be a person, be something else, because the person, our experience of the people.
因为假象宗人士呢，他们觉得这个 Krishna 他是非常的有力量的，他是非常的变存万有的，但是呢，他并不是一个人。Hare Krishna Maharaj, I really suggest that maybe we reconnect it again because I barely hear you.
Okay. What happened?
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. 我想问一下，就是我这边听 Maharaj 声音听得非常的不清楚，可是你那边能听清楚吗？
咕噜那儿是断续的厉害，是是的，我们重新呼一下。
是吧？是很厉害，是吧？
嗯。
我行不行？重新呼一下，我有点怕瞎说了，开始。
嗯嗯，您主呼啊。
嗯。好好。
海宝，
海宝，你来。
咕噜没连上，稍等一下。
他说他听我们这边的声音听得非常的清楚。
是吧？
对。可是他那边今天特别的不清楚。Maharaj， 海宝 Maharaj。
听不到咕噜声音，
对他没出声那边。Hare Krishna Maharaj， Hare Bol， Maharaj， Maharaj，
不行，不行，挂断重呼吧。
嗯，
我来呼。
二宝。
嗯。啥？哎呦，这怎么？等一下啊！我这怎么从手机上接的？不行，咕噜又挂断了。咕噜又挂断了，挂断。
包。
哈尔包是您呼的吗？
是我呼的。
嗯嗯。刚刚咕噜呼回来没连上。
我估计咕噜他可能不会群呼吧，他应该呼的是你。现在这会儿好像呼不上了，他连不上了。
哇，今天网络这么不好，太考验人了。上午还有那个什么清点要连线他。
嗯，对，但是你们那个是连他的 Skype 是吧？
对呀、啊。
对啊，那可能是不是会好一点？
办呐、啊，连不上。
这 Skype 也成了永远的悬念了，不明白为啥我连不上。我要不然我单独呼他一下，问他一下咋回事。
等等，
哎、
我看我再呼他进来。你这样。你那个什么，你单独呼咕噜，然后你看看能不能添加，把我再添加进来。
我不会，那怎么、哦、在哪儿添
啊？不，那个我先不接，你还是在群里呼，我先不接，然后你跟咕噜通上话之后，你再加我进，再呼我，嗯。
好的，试试啊。
Okay, March. Now we're ready. We're good.
Okay.
Okay.Okay, so see, we're still going. Now the interesting name is Deva Deva.
Okay, 所以 Krishna 的很有意思的一个名字呢是 Deva Deva.
Deva, it means the demigods in general.
Deva, 的意思呢是半神人的意思。
So like amongst the demigod people, the Hindus, they're very confused about this.
嗯，那所以说呢，就是因为有这个半神人的这些名字，使得在这个印度教里面的人是非常的困惑的。
Because there's so many devas, and they think Krishna is just one of the devas.
因为呢，有太多的 deva, 太多的半神人了，所以他们觉得 Krishna 是其中的一位半神人。
But then, Lord Shiva, he's called Mahadeva, the greatest deva.
但是主Shiva 呢，他又被称为叫 Mahadeva.
But then here, Krishna is called Deva Deva. He's the god of the gods. Even Lord Shiva worships him.
但是在这里面呢 ，Krishna 被称为叫 Deva Deva， 他是众神之神，就即便是主希瓦也会崇拜他。
So, and then Jagatpate, the Lord of the universe, the father of the entire universe. These are.
然后呢，主有 Jagatpate 的这个名字是宇宙之主，是宇宙之父的意思。
Like Jagannath.
比如像主 Jagannath。
The Lord of the universe.
Jagannath,
宇宙之主。But that's only a small part of what Krishna really is.
但是呢，这只是 Krishna 的，这只是 Krishna 的本真意义的一个小方面的含义而已。
Or the Lord of the demigods, he's much more than that because he's what you know. Bhakti, we learn about Krishna as a person.And his personal relationships with the devotees, loving exchanges.
Because Deva Deva, 他所描述的是半神人之主，但其实 Krishna 他要远远的超越于这样的一个范畴。那么 Krishna 他是一个人，他是一个至尊的人，他和他的奉献者之间呢有各种各样的爱心的交流的关系。
Many religions they have the understanding of God is all powerful. You know.
很多的宗教对神都有，
In Bhagavad Gita, we get the basic idea, and then in the Bhagavatam, we get all the details. You know, Krishna's personality.
那么在所有的宗教里边呢，都对神是有一些理解的，而且呢都知道神是最伟大的。但是呢，在我们的 Bhakti 的学习之中，在博伽梵歌里面，我们了解了 Krishna 就是神的一些信息。那么在博伽瓦坛里面呢，我们就了解了更多的信息，我们就深切的知道 Krishna 他是一个人。
So anyway, still these are important things to learn, and then.In the next verse, if you don't mind, the next two verses, you know, complete this, this idea of
what Krishna is
with Arjuna, defining so many things about Krishna.
所以呢，这些都是我们应该更加深刻的去理解的信息。如果大家不介意的话呢，我们可以再看下面的两个十节，第十六和第十七十节里面呢，是 Arjuna 对 Krishna 的更深的全面的理解。
And these are all names of Krishna, and, but they're secondary names. They're just describing his position within the material universe.
虽然这些都是 Krishna 的名字，但这些其实都是他的次要名字，描述的是 Krishna 在物质世界所处在的位置，所处在的地位。
His primary names are Gopal and Govinda and Gopeshwar, Gopinath. Those are primary names of Krishna.
但是他的主要的名字呢是 Gopal, Govinda, Gopishwar, Gopinath 这些名字。
What he is in the spiritual world.
那么这些名字呢都描述的是他在灵性世界的身份。
And that's even beyond Vaikunthanath. Vaikunthanath means the Lord of the Vaikuntha. So,
这些甚至于
some Narayan,
那么这些甚至于呢 Sorry.
Krishna is the real lord of the Vaikuntha because Goloka Vrindavan is the supreme Vaikuntha.
那这些名字呢都是超越于 Vaikunthanath 的名字。那么主 Krishna 呢他是 Vaikuntha 之主，他是真正的 Vaikuntha 之主，因为他是超越于他的。在 Vaikuntha 他的名字是 Narayana.
So then the next verse is saying Bhaktum Arhasyasheshena Divya Yatma Vibhutaya.Yabir vibhuti birlokan, imams tvam prapya tishtasi. So Arjuna is asking Krishna, please tell me in detail about your divine opulences. I want to know. And he's still talking about how he pervades the entire material world.
那么这个是第十六十节。十六十节呢 ,Arjuna 就对 Krishna 说请您详尽地告诉我您以及遍及所有世界的神圣的富裕，但是在这里面呢，他所提及的依然是物质世界。
So, Maharaj? Yeah, there's a nice purport. I'll read it. Number 16. It appears that Arjuna is already satisfied with his understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.By Krishna's grace, Krishna has personal experience, intelligence, and knowledge, and whatever else a person may have, and through all these agencies, he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him, there is no doubt, yet he is asking Krishna to explain his all-pervading nature. People in general, and impersonalists in particular,concern themselves mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Supreme Lord. So Arjuna is asking Krishna how he exists in his all-pervading aspect through his different energies. One should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people.
所以呢，这一节诗的要旨写得非常的好。在这节诗中，Arjuna对自己对至尊人格守神 Krishna 的理解显得心满意足，藉着 Krishna 的恩典 Arjuna 有个人的体验、智力、知识以及通过这三者都能得到的一切。他已经明白了 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神，对他来说也毫无质疑，但他仍要求 Krishna 解释他遍透万物的本性。一般人特别是非人格主义者关心的主要还是至尊遍透万物的本性，所以 Arjuna 便问 Krishna 他是怎样通过他不同的能量而存在于他遍存万有的方面的。 我们应该知道尔朱呢是代表常人如此询问的。
So that's a lot of explanation there that, you know, that most people, even they know about the Supreme Lord, whether they call it Krishna or anything, they're only interested in his position within the material world.
那所以呢，在这里面呢是有很多的方面是需要理解的。那虽然有很多人他其实是知道 Krishna 的，知道他是至尊人格守神，但是大部分人希望理解的还是他在物质世界里面都做了些什么。
So Arjuna, you know, he's Krishna's friend. He knows Krishna very intimately.
那么 Arjuna 呢，他是 Krishna 的朋友，所以呢，他是很了解 Krishna 的。
And he has a full realization, but he's asking Krishna to explain it, so that other people can hear this.
而且他对 Krishna 是有全然的觉悟的，但是呢，他还是请求 Krishna 能够自己对他自己进行进一步的解释，这样的话就能够使其他的人更好的理解他。
In fact, the whole Bhagavad Gita, you know, Krishna put Arjuna into this apparently ignorant consciousness so that he could ask these questions and Krishna could explain them.
那么在整部的薄伽梵，那么整部的薄伽梵歌呢 ，Krishna 都把 Arjuna 给置放在一个看似非常愚昧的知觉的状态下，这样就使得 Arjuna 他能够问出所有这些问题，然后是 Krishna 可以回答这些问题。但是这么做呢，都是为了我们的利益。
So Krishna made all these arrangements that Arjuna would become bewildered and then that it would be noted down, you know, the Bhagavad Gita was also heard by Sanjaya and Vyasadeva and then they wrote it all down and got into the Mahabharata and preserved for everybody.
那么所以 Krishna 呢他是做出了所有这些安排使得 Arjuna 看似是非常的困惑然后呢他就可以让Krishna 来讲述这个薄伽梵歌从而使得这个薄伽梵歌呢能够被记下来。然后同时呢还有 Sanjaya, 还有 Vyasadeva, 他们也都听到了所以呢他们都把它给记了下来并且呢把它给收入在了 Mahabharata 里面。
So, sometimes it's some verses where a few verses in a row are obviously go together. So, the next one is Katam Vidvam Aham Yogims Tvam Sada Parichintayan Keshu Keshu Chibhaveshu Chinchosi Bhagavan Maya. Also interesting words there. O Supreme Mystic. How can I constantly think of you and how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead?
当我们在看薄伽梵歌的时候有的时候呢是几节诗连在一起是讲的一个意思。那么现在在看的是薄伽梵歌第十章的第十七十节 Krishna 呀至尊无上的玄秘者呀，我应该如何才能够恒常的思您想您？如何才能认识您？应以何种形体记起您呀，至尊人格守神
？So that's a very wonderful question, prayer, you know, that we should keep in our consciousness actually.
那么这个实际上是一个非常的深刻的一个祈祷那作为我们来讲呢是应该深深的把这节诗记在心里面时刻的去祈祷的
Because basically, you know, we're always thinking of something we want so really we're asking Krishna you know, Krishna, how can I get this? How can I succeed? How can I remove that problem? But Arjuna is going to the root cause here How can I remember you all the time? How can I
因为作为我们来说呢我们其实总是在想着我们想要的一些什么东西我们总是在向 Krishna 在祈求着您能不能给我这个能不能给我那个能不能帮我解决这个问题帮我解决那个问题但是尔朱呢在这儿呢是讲出了这个根源的这个发出了根源的祈祷就是 Krishna 至尊无上的玄秘者，我应该怎么才能够的恒常的想起您呢？怎么才能够认识您？
So in this purport, Prabhupada refers again to chapter 9 I mentioned, Yoga Maya Samadita. Mudoyam, the fools and rascals, they can't know me because I'm covered by the Yoga Maya.
那在这节式的这里面呢，舍勒帕帕他又一次的重复了在第九章的一个师节，就是至尊，就是这个这些愚蠢的人，他是没有办法理解我的，他被玛雅所覆盖了。
So Arjuna is asking, you know, the Christian to say it. How can the common man, how can ordinary people know you?
所以Arjuna他在问 Krishna, 这个普通人怎么能够了解认识您呢？
So Arjuna is thinking of everyone else.
所以Arjuna他心里面在惦记着所有其他的人。
This is a great devotee. Like if you read in the second canto, there's a chapter, questions by Parikshit. So he asked, you know, please explain every detail about everything. Like it's unbelievable how many questions. So, but Parikshit already knows all these things. He's a devotee of Krishna for his whole life. But he's setting up that the whole Bhagavatam can be spoken so that everyone else can learn about Krishna fully.
嗯，所以呢，所以这是一个具有伟大胸怀的人的境界的展示。那比如说，如果我们要是看《圣典波迦瓦坛》第二篇的某一个章节的话，那么这一章呢，就讲的是 Parikshita 王他所提出的一系列的这个问题。那么Parikshita 王呢，他自己本人是一位非常的纯粹的奉献者，而且他呢就出生在一个奉献者的家庭，但是呢，他就为了要这个利益众生，为了大家的这个福祉，所以呢，他才询问了所有的这些问题，使得整部的圣典波迦瓦坛可以被讲述。
So, this is the business devotees. We want everybody to be able to understand Krishna. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, we have everything. You know, it talks about yoga, it talks about karma, everything to bring people to.Somehow or other think of Krishna and step by step they can understand, really understand Krishna.
所以说呢作为一位奉献者真正要做的事情呢就是试图要让所有的人都能够真正的知道 Krishna 是谁。那么在《薄伽梵歌》里面呢也讲述了关于瑜伽呀关于业报啊关于等等这些话题。那他这么安排的这个所有的目的呢都是最终能够使人能够了解 Krishna。
The next chapter is in the universal form. So that's actually for the materialistic people, it's very attractive.
那么下面薄伽梵歌的一章，也就是第十一章呢，是主的宇宙形象。那么这也是对于物质主义者的信念去考虑的，因为他们对于这样的信息是很感兴趣的。
I'm not sure myself.I think one of the first pictures I ever saw of Krishna was a universal form picture.
那我记得不太清楚了，但是我觉得好像我看到的 Krishna 的第一张照片就是他的宇宙形象的照片。
And I was very much attracted.
当时呢，我很被这张照片所吸引。
I didn't know what it was. I knew it was something supposed to be God, but.Then after I was a devotee and gradually I read that this is for neophyte materialistic people, you know, this whole universal form is just something that to show that God is a person to attract the materialistic people who are just thinking of the material world all the time.
那么当时呢我其实并不是特别的理解这张图片上的意义，但是我只知道这张图片它所展现的是跟神相关的信息。但是后来等我慢慢的逐渐休息之后呢我就了解了哦这个是神的这个宇宙形象，但是呢它是为了出席者而准备的一张图片，是为了要让一个物质心态的一个人去理解神 Krishna 他是一个人。
Then in the next verse is very special. I'm just reading this because Arjuna is saying, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I'm never satiated in hearing about you, for the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of the lotus.
下面一个时节就是本梵歌第十章的第十八时节，也是非常的美妙的。Janardana，请再次详细的描述您的富裕的神秘力量。聆听您的话，我永不会厌离，因为我越听越想品尝您言语的甘露。
So the sages at Naimisharanya, they also asked the same way. They said, we never tire of hearing from you.
在Naimisharanya森林中的圣人们，他们也是如此。他们就说呢，他永远都不会厌腻聆听这些优美的祷文，颂扬的 Krishna 的逍遥，永远都不会厌倦。因为 Krishna 他是永恒良心的，所有的关于他的一切都是永远都是非常新鲜的。
The sages said, Vayam tuna vritipyama uttama shloka vikrame, yet shrinvatam rasaganam sadhu swadhu, swadhu swadhu pade pade. One can never be satiated even though he continually hears about the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, who is glorified by excellent prayer. Those who have entered into a transcendental relationship with Krishna relish at every step the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord.
那么这些圣人们对这个苏特戈斯瓦米说，即使是不断的聆听由优美的祷文所荣耀的 Krishna 的超然逍遥时光，也永远不会厌倦。那些进入了与 Krishna 的超然关系的人，处处品尝到主的逍遥时光。
So this Krishna is Amrita, it's always fresh and new, and just like chanting the holy name.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 他是 Amrita， 就他 Krishna 他是永远都是新鲜的，都是常新的。就好像我们每次在念诵圣名一样，都是新鲜的。
Our mind will tell us, "Oh, I've heard this before. I've read that before. What can I find new and different?" But as soon as we read even the same verse of Bhagavad Gita again and again, or the same story about Krishna, the more we hear it, the more relishable it becomes.
那在我们的心意里面呢，我们觉得我们这事儿以前已经听过了，我以前已经看过了，我怎么还能够从中发现一些新鲜的事物呢？可是每次当我们真正的重新在阅读《佛家梵歌》里面的一个诗节的时候，或者在阅读这个要旨的时候，我们总是在里面会找到和发现非常新鲜的感受和感觉。
So we need to caring, always new and fresh.
所以呢，我们要做的事情呢，就不断的再去聆听，因为它是永远常新的。
Something like a child. For a child, everything is new. They never.
就好像是。就好像是对一个孩子一样。
People are suffering so much, just what they call boredom. You know, they just bored. They don't have any interest in it. They're just working, they're just doing whatever they have to do. And they have, it's dry, it's not giving them any pleasure.
就好像是一个孩子。他就从来不会为了一件事情而感到厌倦，他即便这件事情都玩了好多次了，但他依然还是每次都像是玩一件新的一个玩具一样在玩这个玩具。但是在这个物质世界上的人呢，由于他很无聊，所以呢，而且呢总是在被各种各样的事情在受苦，所以呢就导致了他会很快的就被他所做的这个事情感到很干涩很无聊了。
So they keep thinking in more and more ways of, you know, trying to enjoy life. more and more varieties are going more places, and you know, new this or that, but it's all the same old thing again and again. But the Krishna may seem like the same story, but it's always new and fresh. Very different.
所以呢，这些物质主义者他们要做的事情呢，就是为了要让自己变得这个再兴奋起来，再快乐起来的话呢，他就总是要尝试各种各样新鲜的事情，然后要去新鲜的地方，然后让自己处在一种新鲜的状态。但事实上呢，周而复始总轮到同一个这个结果。但是 Krishna 他的这个信息呢，虽然我们在不断的聆听，在不断的听同样的这个信息，但是每次在听到他的时候，感受都是常新的。
So today is a chance to get special mercy because Nityananda's appearance day. Nityananda is most merciful.
那今天呢是我们的一个大好机会，是一个得到特别的仁慈的机会，因为今天是主 Nityananda 的显现日。那么主 Nityananda 呢是最仁慈的人物。
Lord Chaitanya is most merciful, but Nityananda is more merciful.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是最仁慈的，但是呢，主 Nityananda 比他还要仁慈。
And by his mercy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, "Kave Nityananda Mora Kori Doya Shri Vimora Vishayaram Diya Mora Nija Charanara Chaya Namiraha Tete Diviyarika." He's saying when we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then we get out of Maya.
所以由于他的仁慈，那么Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他这样描述到，如果我们要是得到了主尼天南的马帕布的仁慈的话，那我们就能够摆脱 Maya。
And then we become qualified to enter into the marketplace of the holy name, the Namahatta.
那然后呢，我们，那然后呢，我们就有了能够进入到 Namahatta 的这个市场的资格。
So we can do different work in the marketplace of the holy name, just like in any market. Some people are selling, some people are buying, some people are giving away.
那么所以呢，我们可以要根据各种各样的不同的原因呢，去到这个市场。比如有人要买东西，有人是在卖东西。
So Lord Nityananda, he opened the marketplace of the holy name. The holy name is freely distributed.
所以主 Nityananda Prabhu 呢，他就打开了圣名的市场。然后呢，这个 ，Sorry, Maharaj, the last word you're.The holy name.
The holy name is freely distributed to everyone.
Okay, 那然后呢？这个圣名呢，就免费的派发给了所有的人。
The only price is faith. So,
唯一要支付的价格，唯一要支付的呢，就是他的信心。
So, what time is your Nityananda program supposed to start?
I think 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, the kirtans and katha started from 10:40. This schedule what I'm reading. 在吗？今天的那个活动是从10点钟开始，然后10点40的时候开始 katha 是吧
？Okay, so it looks like I also can't go to India. They're saying anyone who was in China after the 15th of January will not be allowed to enter into India. Even to get on the airplanes, they're all together.
Oh, so you are the same. Mara 说呢 ，Mara 说呢，现在他也没有办法去印度了。凡是在这个1月15号这个时间前在中国的人，就在之后在中国的人，现在都不能进印度。所以 Mara 说呢，他和咱们是同病相怜。
And my, you know, coughing or whatever I had there in Jingzhou is almost gone completely.
Okay. 那么我之前所的这个感冒或者我有咳嗽的这些症状呢，现在也基本上全部的痊愈了。Jai.
But in India now they don't care. Some, you know, some airlines they won't let anybody on the plane and Chandrasekhar Prabhu just told me how we heard so many reports. So I don't think I'll even try, because you get to India, they might either just say, get out of here, go back, or they'll say, you know, go to the hospital and lock up for 2 weeks. And it's not worth it.
Yeah, 那这个印度的航空公司和印度政府，他们现在可不管到底我们有没有任何的症状，反正就是如果是来过中国的话呢，就彻底的不让进了。那 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 呢也和我告知了很多的关于这方面的这个信息，所以呢，只要从中国过去的这个人，这个印度方对我们的这个态度就是。要不然你就回去吧，你从哪儿来的就回哪儿去，要不然的话呢就把你关起来，关个两个星期的这两个星期的这个考验期之后再说。所以呢马尔是说呢，那我也就不想再把这个精力浪费在这个时间上，所以我就好好的在我现在这个地方待着。
So we have a couple minutes, because as long as we have another class later, I don't want to go too long right now. But,
所以呢现在离今天早课的这节课结束还有几分钟的时间，因为之后晚一点的时候呢还有课要上，所以呢这节课我们不会拖的时间太长，所以妈这意思就是说如果还有几分钟的时间还有问题的话呢可以提一下。
So we want to get the mercy of Nityananda and become follow the footsteps of Lord Nityananda. He just asked everybody, please chant Hare Krishna. That's what Lord Nityananda did.
那么因为主尼天南达他是非常的仁慈的，所以我们呢就应该使劲的追随着他的莲花足。那么主尼天南达他所要求我们的呢仅仅就是唱诵 Hare Krishna。
When I first was in the temple, devotee said that Lord Nityananda says that anyone who asks someone else to chant Hare Krishna, he's my guru. Nityananda said that.
朱尼天南达说任何一位请求别人念诵 Hare Krishna 的人都是我的 guru.
Anyway, that's the marketplace of the holy name. You just try to distribute the holy name.
而且呢他呢开了这个圣名的市场，他试着努力着要派发圣名。
And we have to ask ourselves also, please chant Hare Krishna, you know, my dear mind, please chant Hare Krishna. Don't think of nonsense anymore.
但是呢，我们也要自己对自己说，对自己的心意说，我亲爱的心意啊，不要想着别的事情，我们就好好的念诵 Hare Krishna 吧。
And to beg Krishna, please help me to always chant to him.
而且呢，我们要向 Krishna 祈求，祈求你帮助我们能够好好的念诵。
Okay, so she.
Marge, here's a question. Do you want to answer it?
Okay, we'll try.
可否，这是云云妈的姐的问题。云云妈的姐的问题，可否请姑姑讲解一下 Vaishnava 师徒传系中有一个西巴的传系的情况，与普通印度人单纯崇拜主西巴有什么区别？She's asking that because in our Vaishnava Sampradaya there is Shiva Sampradaya. So could you explain a little bit about this Sampradaya? What are the differences between this one versus of the Indians to worship Lord Shiva only?
No, in the Shiva Sampradaya, it's not to worship Lord Shiva.
这个主西瓦的传系呢不是崇拜主西瓦。
Is that Shiva is just the original guru of that sampradaya.
那么主希望呢他是那条传系的最原初的 guru.
The Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava.
那么主希望呢他是一位伟大的 Vaishnava.
That has also been handed down, I don't know so much detail about it. The sampradaya is still intact.
那么这条使徒传系呢现在依然还是非常完整的，但是呢我对于这条传系的这个细节不是非常的清晰。
So like that, we have the Madhva Sampradaya, Madhvacharya, Sri Sampradaya, Madhvacharya, and the Kumara Sampradaya, that's the Nimbarkacharya.
那比如说我们的这条桑帕达亚的，就是我们所在的这条桑帕达亚的这个原初的 guru 呢是 Madhvacharya， 然后还有这个Nimbarkacharya， 他是四库玛拉的 Nimbarkacharya is the head of four Kumaras.
No, Nimbarka, yeah, is a because it revived the Sampradaya. Nimbarka.
那么这个，比如说像 Nimbarkacharya， 他是四库玛拉传系的这个领头人。原因呢，是因为他重新恢复了这条使徒传系。
But actually, Nimbarka, he was worshipping Shiva, and he worshipped so sincerely that when Shiva came to him and told him to go in the forest and find the four Kumaras, and then from them he learned Krishna worship.
但事实上呢，是 Nimbarka Acharya 他是在崇拜主希瓦，他特别的认真的在崇拜主希瓦，所以说呢，主希瓦就来到他的面前，并且对他说：“你要到森林里面去寻找四库玛尔兄弟，然后呢，通过这样，在崇拜 Krishna。”
So in the Rudra Sampradaya that's headed by Lord Shiva, I don't know details, but they worship Krishna in some way. Krishna or Krishna.
那么这个 Shiva 的传系 Sampradaya 的这个 Sampradaya 的名字呢叫 Rudra Sampradaya， 那么主 Shiva 呢是这条传系的领袖，就是这个最原初的这位人，但是呢 Maharaj 说呢，他对于这条传系的细节不是特别清楚，但是他们是崇拜 Krishna 的，是以某种形式崇拜 Krishna 的。
OK
Yes, one more question.
Alright.
Free and easy. 我们除了祈祷，还有什么办法能够帮助我们好好念诵？感恩老师和翻译，顶拜大家。So other than pray, any other way can help us to chant nicely? Thank you very much.
Service to devotees, trying to tell other people to chant the holy name.
像奉献者为奉献者服务，并且呢，要试图。也让别的人念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，还有就是读书。
Reading Srila Prabhupada's purports.
阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的要旨。
As Prabhupada said that his purports are offenseless chanting.
Sorry, his purport is what?
Prabhupada said that his purports are offenseless chanting.
OK, 因为舍尔爸爸说呢，他的要旨就是无冒犯的念诵。
So we want to come to that. So the more we hear from Srila Prabhupada's purports, the more our mind becomes purified.
所以呢，我们就希望这样，因为我们越多的去阅读舍尔爸爸的要旨，我们的心就会变得越来越被净化。
But prayer is, you know, always most important.
但是呢，祈祷它总是最重要的。
But we have to pray for the right thing. Pray for, you know, mercy, holy name.
但是呢，我们要祈祷正确的事物，我们要祈祷的是仁慈。
But the mercy of the holy name is that we get more chanting, not that we get money or we get.
但是呢，这个圣名的仁慈呢，是让我们念诵更多、唱诵更多，而不是让我们得到更多的钱财或者得到崇高的，就是得到这个令人尊敬的地位。
OK， 谢谢 ，I'll see you later. How are we going to connect?
I think Sati Maji or I think Sumukhi Radha Maji are going to connect you through Skype.
Okay, somebody through Skype. Okay.
Yeah, Skype. And I think Gurumani Maji will be the translator for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry, here is one more question from Radha Nanda Maji. Do you feel like to answer it?
Okay.
Quick one. Radha Ananda Maji 的问题，深深的顶拜敬爱的 Gurudeva， 请问如何理解圣名里所有的仁慈？Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. May I ask you, how do I understand that the holy name contains all mercy?
Chant the holy name and it'll reveal itself to you.
你就这个念诵圣名，然后圣名它就会自己向你揭示。
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
One thing for her, I left my little music player there in Changzhou.
Okay.
In the main room,
okay.
I was charging it, so somebody they can hold on to that for a little red.
Okay, I will.
You know.
Okay, I will. I will talk to her after the class.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
谢谢。
Thank you. 谢谢。Thanks, Marge. 外昆塔之音，服务原因聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家，早上好。那么我们今天的早课呢，就到此结束了。祝大家今天度过一个非常美妙的主尼提亚南达的显现日。非常感恩萨蒂玛拉吉以及所有的奉献者。Hare Krishna.